When you're a player who clearly doesn't want to be there and you come out and say, yeah, we're not going to trade him, it's like, why?
Yeah.
It's
Absolutely.
why are you not shipping off a guy that doesn't want to be on your team anymore? Like, I would be like, the next day after you request a trade, be like, okay, let's get this thing, let's get a
Let's
move
get
on
cooking.
here. Yeah. Nope, not quite. Ian's computer did not make that. This meeting is being recorded.
I still got it on my end.
Oh, okay. We just didn't hear it. It is episode 182 of Left Side Heavy, the podcast. It's your boy, Jevin LaFave, and we got Hayden, of course. And we have one of our most favorite people in the world, Big E, Ian McNaughton, in the cut. How's it going, buddy? Thank you for joining us.
I'm great. I think most people know I work for the Everett Silvertips. I'm the game ops manager for them. And the last 3 days, we've been building ice for the season.
Oh.
So it has been, today wasn't as bad, but it's basically been like 10-hour days for the last 3 days, like trying to, you know, and your feet are soaked, your shoes are soaked, and just, you know, learning how to build ice. Yeah. And if you guys ever find yourself building ice or you know, ordering logos, make sure you order all the logos. Make sure you order all the logos you need to, because I maybe didn't. And like oh. 8 out of 9 is great on a math test. It's not great when you're trying to buy ice logos to put in for the season. So just you know, helpful advice.
Yeah, next time I'm in that position, I'll for sure to remember yeah. this piece of advice.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, I think that's some real, you know, real, I think that's advice that, you know, all the listeners and all the viewers can relate, resonate with, is buying ice logos and building ice. So, you know, just in case you're ever in that position.
For sure.
Noted.
Yeah, noted. But is that all that's new in Ian McNaughton's world?
Going to
any baseball games lately?
No, because the Manor's been away. So I'm going to the Manor's game, the Nerds game Saturday. They're playing the Kansas
Nerds
City
game.
The Nerds. Go Nerds. going to the Manor Saturday. There's a few of us who were thinking about going to the movies on Friday, but we couldn't decide what movie to go see. There's the new, I don't know if you've seen the new Gran Turismo that's come out. Or I think it's coming out Friday. So we probably haven't seen it, but it's coming out Friday. Or then the other one is the Indiana Jones movie.
I haven't seen the Indiana Jones one. Is actually, you know, I'm not even going to ask that question. Is Barbie still in theater?
Probably, but I've seen Barbie.
I haven't. I'm kind of like,
oh, you know,
in maybe seeing it.
Absolutely. I actually did Barbenheimer. Like I did Oppenheimer and then I did Barbie. Like I like followed the masses and did that. Both movies rock. Both movies kick ass. I'm not going to spoil any of it, but if you haven't seen Barbie, go see Barbie. It's actually a really fun movie.
Yeah, I've heard mixed reactions, like people who see too much from a political side and then the other half where they went into it and just turned every brain cell in their brain off and then just enjoyed like the comedy part of it.
Yeah, it's just supposed to be fun. It's supposed, like, I think, like, I thought it was fun. I thought it was funny. If you're looking for politics, go watch Oppenheimer. You can get all the politics in a 3-hour movie about the A-bomb instead of Barbie. Like,
yeah. Also, Florence Pugh, got a huge crush on her now.
Oh, then you'll love Oppenheimer. You'll love
That's why I'm dropping that.
Yeah. No.
For no reason at all.
No, I can't think of one. Barbie actually, if you haven't seen Barbie, go see Barbie. Barbie actually rocks.
All right. I'll listen to you there. I'll listen to you there. Hey, what's new, kid? How we doing?
Man, nothing's new.
All right, moving on. Pretty much. Pretty much.
Skip me, man. Skip me. Nothing is new in the world of my life right now.
Yeah. Well, something's a little bit new. We got a movie to review.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah. Ian, this is going to be tough for you to review since I don't know if you've watched it.
We'll
give a quick 5 minutes. We just hit the 9-minute mark on the Zoom meeting. So once it hits 14, we'll move on. Yeah, but
I agree. Got to move fast.
We watched Johnny English Reborn. We hit the randomized button last week and we're like, what movie are we watching and reviewing for next week? And we landed on a sequel to a first movie we haven't seen. So we went into it completely blind with zero information known in the first movie. So
wait. It was the sequel, it wasn't the original?
No, it was a sequel, buddy.
I thought it was the first one.
No, Johnny English Reborn.
Oh, this is an L. First movie review already cooked.
You botched that one, buddy.
I have not seen either of those movies. That is so funny. This is a sidebar. We were talking about sequels at work, and one of the sequels that I was talking about that I can remember off the top of my head that no one else did was, do you guys remember the Agent Cody Banks movies?
Oh yes,
I like bar for bar did like Agent Cody Banks 2 and just like rattled off the plot of that like so easily, and everybody's just like, you sick freak.
I don't know if I've seen the sequels to like those movies.
There's only a sequel to Agent Cody Banks, and the sequel is like really bad. I think it has like a 14% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, it is awful. And I'm just like, oh yeah, this is what Frankie Muniz does, and he's going and try to save the world here, and it's just terrible.
Yeah. Hey, are you sure did you just watch regular Johnny English?
I know I watched the regular Johnny English. So, I mean. I can say this right now. I have to imagine none of it really ties in.
It kind of does.
Oh, does it? You've watched the prequel or the original? Oh,
no, but like when I was watching the second movie, Reborn, mm-hmm. they referenced a lot of the first movie. So I was just like, cool. You must have really fucked up.
Well, I can tell you this. In the first one, basically, he's like a manager of all the agents, and they hold a funeral for like one of the most bona fide ones, and he goes and he talks to like the head guy, and he's like, "I can assure you, this whole area is super secure. No one's getting in or out." And then it's just a bomb goes up, and all of the other agents die. So that's how he gets his agent career started. And yeah, basically, I've noticed in the movie, he's the most lucky, unlucky person.
Yeah.
Like, shit will happen to him, but then he'll like get out of a flaming car with no injuries. And it's like, okay.
There's in the second movie, I guess. By the way, I'm going to give it a rating of like 5 out of 10.
Oh, I give the first one probably a 4 out of 10, but it was fucking hilarious.
It's just like, it's so funny, and that's why I gave it that extra rating. But like, there's this scene where he's talking to the premier of England,
mm-hmm.
and they're at the desk, and he can't figure out the chair. It keeps going higher and lower, and he's trying to have a serious conversation, but the chair is going up, and it's like his head's going out of the screen. You can't see him, and people are just like looking at him, like trying to have a serious conversation about their next like mission and stuff, and like the ongoing mission and any clues that he has, and his chair just keeps going up and down, and he can't figure it out. It's hilarious. And he goes into a car chase, and he's in like an RC wheelchair, and just like and I'm just like, how are these people not catching him? He's going like 40 miles per hour probably, and like this motorized thing, and cars can't catch him. It's ridiculous. But I guess we won't really go too deep into it because we watched two completely different movies.
Yeah, that's on me. That's
on you, bud. quick up and down.
Yeah. Fuck.
But I got a new toy. Bought a 3-wood yesterday. Whoa. Got the matching M4 driver and 3-wood. Shout out to Nana for getting me a $125 gift card to Golf Town, and then for TaylorMade or for Golf Town having the M4 clubs on sale 20% off. So I got a 3-wood and a golf towel, Spit and Chicklets Pink Whitney golf towel for $165. So I think it's a pretty good day there, because I only had a 4-hybrid and a driver, so the gap between that, I needed to kind of fill that. So I got a 3-wood there. And then I used it once golfing later that day, and I topped it. So my first shot with the new club isn't allowed to be a good shot. That's just the rule of golf.
I agree.
It's the rule. You're not allowed a good shot on your first one. So next one, I'm going to stripe at 300 and albatross. It's going to happen.
It's called breaking it in.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. But Ian, I didn't send you the Snapchat, but do you remember Avery from my birthday at all? I know you don't remember a lot, but he's a fellow glasses boy.
Vaguely, if that helps, vaguely.
It was hole 4 of Meadow Gardens, par 3, 130 yards into the wind. He hit it about 134 yards and span it back for a hole in one.
Whoa.
Yeah. So me, Goff, and Avery, we just looked at each other and just sprinted towards the hole, and it was in the cup, and we all went crazy. So, wow. And then Avery bought us a tequila shot and 3 beers each. So it was a good night.
It was a good night.
But
I was gonna say, I've only been I don't have my clubs with me. They're back in Squamish. I've only gone twice this year, and I can feel myself all three of us have golfed together. Like, I can feel my game improving, but it's also I only went twice this year, so never got the chance to actually work on my game.
Yeah.
But maybe one day I'll get a hole in one, and then I'll have to buy you guys tequila shots and beers and, make a night of it.
Yeah. Arguably the dumbest rule in any game ever.
Yeah. Why do you have to buy the drinks?
What the fuck? I had the greatest moment of my life. Now I have to spend $120 on beers. The fuck is this?
Yeah. That makes sense.
I think, I think that what's the value you place on getting a hole in one? Because I think a hole in one is absolutely worth $120.
I guess so. It's just a principle of I have to buy you a beer because I did this.
Why isn't it everybody else should buy you a beer for having one of the most special moments in your life?
It's a lot of beers you're drinking though.
Now, if you win the lottery, then I understand if you give a couple,
But you kind of won the lottery.
I'd rather win the lottery than actually get a hole in one.
No, okay, but there's levels to this shit. There are tiers of luck and success, I think. And I think getting a hole in one is not on the same tier as winning the lottery, but I think it's a few tiers down, no?
It's up there.
It's up there, but just the worth and what it means. I think winning the lottery is a little bit better, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. I would gladly pay $120 to have a hole in one of my life.
Yeah, I would
Yes.
Yeah, I would too. That's fair.
Now, big question. Did Avery buy a lottery ticket?
I don't know. I don't think so.
See, I feel like that's another thing. You have to buy a lottery ticket. You're on a heater right now.
Yeah, he didn't. He put that ball back in his bag as he should have.
Yeah, kept it. Probably going to keep it for life.
Yeah, he got the scorecard.
Nice.
Brando tested it.
Yep, frame it.
Yeah, he went into Meadow Gardens. He's like, do you guys do anything for hole in ones or whatever? And he's like, I don't know. I'll take down your information, though. He's like, all right, cool.
That's sick. Yeah, you got my information? Cool. Yeah, we're not going to do anything.
Yeah, that's so sick, dude. I didn't ask.
What kind of information do you I'll take your information. You give the guy a phone number and an email. Cool.
I guess maybe name What whole yard? I don't fucking know. Like,
actually, day,
yeah, like day, hole, and name. Maybe. I have no idea. But
yeah, he just comes in. It's like, yo, what do you guys do for hole in ones? Because I just got one. Oh, sick. When? Oh, just like a hole four. No, when the fuck did I ask?
Actually? Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Who? Huh? Who? Who what? Who the fuck asked?
Yeah.
But
how? How did you get a hole in one? No. How the fuck do you think I care? Like, yeah. Just all the who, what, where, when, why.
How did you find the give? How did you find the fucks I didn't give? But no, that's good. Yeah, you use everything. Why?
You just hit the guy, then like Amy just leaves the pro shop, just being like, "Wow, I feel terrible for getting to know one. I feel worse than when I came in here."
Yeah, he just cancels his membership, and he's like, "Now I wish I didn't get a hole."
That's funny.
Oh no, but Hayd, why don't you get to the question of the week, there, buddy?
All right, question of the week. It's a simple question, guys. This sparks from just today.
Mm-hmm.
Something very piss off happened.
Mm-hmm.
I was drilling in a screw, mm-hmm. and the drill like came out of the screw, and I don't know if you can see it, but like you see.
Oh yeah, I see that.
Yeah, and yeah. I went right into my finger, and I'm like, fuck this. So what is like the littlest thing that pisses you off about your work that you do? Because that is one. Getting injured, like on the littlest things, because the littler ones hurt the most, you know? Same thing with splinters. Yeah. I get splinters all the time.
The little ones hurt the most
because it's like they pack a big punch and you can't get them. Where the big ones are like, okay, this hurts, but I can pull it out.
That's a really good question. Oh,
splinters suck. Yeah.
Oh, I think I know. This might just be like in general, but like when I'm like line trimming, like say like the boulevard or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I have like tunnel vision when it gets to it. Like my awareness is like negative. So like this is more so on me, but it's still like job related. But whenever I hit my head on like a branch or like a for sale sign that a realtor's put up, like I'll hit my head on it sometimes and I'll just be like, I'll fucking like punch it or I'll break the branch. But it's like, this is solely my fault for doing this. But why is this here? it's just like it makes me mad for some reason. But it's like, I have no one else to blame but myself for doing this. But it still like infuriates me. But that's like the only one I could really think of, because otherwise it's like, I don't know, maybe when I accidentally hedge trim a bird feeder hanger that's like hidden in a bush, and it's just like, it just makes me mad. I don't know. Self-inflicted mistakes that mostly piss me off, but it's just, I don't know. That's all I can really think of right now.
For myself, I'm trying to think of like, I haven't hurt myself knock on wood, lately. I mean, like, I'm like the only one in my office who goes up on a ladder. Like 99% of the time, I'm the one who goes up on the ladder. But I'm also like almost like a wrestler, and then I'm not afraid to jump off if I need to. I think what pisses me off is like either getting cuts or like, I mean, this week I've been painting, so I get paint everywhere, and I had no idea where. Like, I got paint on my shirt, no fucking clue how I got it. It's the same thing when I get like a cut or a bruise, and then someone like, especially now in the summer when I'm wearing shorts, and like somebody's like, "How'd you get that cut?" It's like, no idea. I have no idea where this came from or how I got it. Not this could have been here an hour ago. This could have been here 2 days. No idea. I have no idea why my leg's cut up or my arm. No clue. That's like, I guess what annoys me is just maybe not even the actual injury, because I don't even notice it, but it's when people start asking me like, "How did you get this stuff?" It's like, I don't know. I'm still here. I'm still at work.
Just fucking happens.
Also, yeah. Another one is when like homeowners leave like their kids' toys on the grass.
Oh my god, fucking absolutely kill yourself.
It's just like, you become on the same day every week.
Yeah.
Clean up your shit the day before. It makes me so mad. It's like, oh my God, I totally forgot it was Monday. It's like, how do you forget that it's Monday?
Everyone hates Mondays, man. Yeah.
It's like, I totally thought it was Wednesday, not Tuesday. I'm like, well, you're a fucking idiot.
It's like, bitch, Joanne, shut the fuck up. No, you didn't.
Clean up your shit. It's so annoying. And like, dog shit, that pisses me off. But like, it's like, it makes me mad, but like, sometimes you don't realize, like, you've thought you've cleaned up all of it, but you may have missed it. Like, sometimes I'll walk through my yard and I'll clean it up, but like, I'll miss one over there. Like, I just didn't see it. So like, sometimes I give homeowners the benefit of the doubt. I'll get pissed if there's like 8 landmines all over the yard. It's like, okay, get it together. But sometimes there's like tall grass and there's one buried in there, and that's fine. But children's toys, it's like, this is so blatantly obvious in the way. And when you have a sliding glass door with no blinds covering it and you fucking see it for like the full morning, I'm skipping your yard. I'm sorry. I'm not cleaning up. I'm not doing it.
No, absolutely. Yeah,
it's infuriating. I have one for school too, and this one's always made me mad. And like, no one's been on my side about this, and I totally understand. But when I'm like in the zone doing my homework and I drop my pencil, I get so mad. It's just like, it breaks my, I break out of my zone that I'm in, and like, I just don't finish my homework. It's like, I'll just be writing, I'll like, it'll slip out of my hand or something like that, and I'll be like, I'll go Hulk smash mode and like, just embarrass myself. But that's a
smash mode indeed.
That's a tiny one, but like, again, self-inflicted. But yeah.
All right. Good question of the week, I think.
Yeah, it was great. It was like a good therapy session right there. Got a lot of things off my chest. We'll start with the NHL one because it's just a quick one. But Brendan Hagel of the Tampa Bay Lightning signs an 8-year deal with the team, $52 million total with a $6.5 million AAV. It'll go through 2031-32. Career highs in goals, assists, and points last year with 30 goals, 34 assists, and 64 points. He's just a really solid top six forward that can play up and down the lineup, and he's great on the power play as well. It kind of seems as if the deal that they made, giving up 3 firsts for him, was may have been a big bit of a stretch, but he kind of fits that mold perfectly. Didn't know he was as young as he was, but seems to be a solid player and a solid deal for Tampa, don't you guys think?
I was gonna say I was a little like skeptical at first because you see the numbers and you're like, holy, 8 years and 6 whatever, like that's, you know, okay. And then you actually look into it, it's like, okay, I get it, makes sense. That's that's how the Lightning do things. Okay, I totally get it.
Yeah, and I think he's a good complementary piece. And when you have a young core of like Braden Point and like just some other guys, and Stamkos and Kucherov don't really seem like they're slowing down anytime soon, like in the next 4 years, it's just like you're going to be able to develop more around them. And they kind of got value with it later down the road. But hey, what do you think about it?
Absolutely agree. I think it's a great contract, locks him up. And I think it has a lot to do with just integrity, right? Keep the core there. And it's a proven winning recipe, so why change anything, right?
100%. Totally agree. Yeah. But
and I mean, I was going to say my other 2 cents on it is just like, you kind of alluded to it a little bit, Jevin, but like, that's a dude in his, like, you just locked up 8 years of his prime at like 6, whatever. Like, that's a really good, like, for what he brings and what he's done, especially since moving to Tampa and being a part of the Lightning. Yeah, that's a deal that that's a deal that the smart GMs are making. Like, that's an investment that the smart GMs in the NHL are making, and the dumb GMs are like, we don't know if we can do this. We don't know if we can make the money work, or we don't know if we can make the term work. No, just give me 8 years. six and whatever. You know, set it and forget it, really.
Exactly. No, I totally agree. So that's all about for NHL news. Just quick and easy in dog days of the NHL summer, at least. But at least in the NFL, it's kind of starting to pick up a bit more. Ooh. The season just around the corner. So, hey, why don't you run us through the gridiron of NFL news.
Absolutely, boys. So the big news today we'll start it off, and I personally want to give my condolences to Caleb Farley. His family suffered a absolute tragedy. House explosion, leaving one person dead. That person, it's more or less going around saying that it was his dad, which is just absolutely terrible. I couldn't imagine what it's like to be right now, you know, in the midst of getting back into your second season, and then this happens.
Yeah.
Couldn't have happened at a worse time. And yeah, just want to say prayers to him and his family. Definitely was my favorite corner coming out of the draft
a year ago.
At least I'm pretty sure it was a year ago that he was drafted. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I don't know if you guys have anything to say about that, or if you knew or have anything else.
I mean, that's just such a like horrifying way to go out, and such an unfortunate incident. And I just like can't imagine hearing the news about that, like in that way. And I just hope I wish the best for the family, the Farley family in general, and just mm-hmm. like, yeah, prayers up to them. Like, it's just such a tough, horrific piece Absolutely. Of news to hear.
Yeah, I saw that earlier, and it's just, you know, feel terrible, really. I mean, it's tough because you don't know this person. Like, you only know them from a football sense. You don't know them from a personal sense, but
it's
heartbreaking. Tough. Yeah, it's just heartbreaking. And, you know, you hope everybody's okay, and you hope everybody's all right, and that everybody can, you know, come together and, you know,
no, absolutely.
Grieve properly and, you know, wishing nothing but the best for the Farley family, and hopefully they can, you know, recover, and everybody else is all right.
Absolutely. So yeah, prayers up. Hope everything goes well. Next piece of news, a little bit more lighthearted. The Washington Commanders are basically going to win the Super Bowl, guys. I don't know if you guys saw it last night, but they put an end to one of the biggest streaks that does not fucking matter whatsoever. The Ravens are now 24-1 in preseason games over the last 25 games. Their offensive tackle called it. Congratulations. You won on a field goal. But you know what? I honestly feel like this is a right step for the Commanders. I don't know if you guys also saw Josh Harris never leaving anyone hanging. That is my type of guy. Making sure Joe Buck gets a handshake, even though he never asked for it.
That was so Love funny. That was so Love funny.
That. If but you guys have anything to say on this,
maybe this is the loss that the Ravens needed to get over the hump.
Maybe
bet Ravens for the Super Bowl now.
Yeah, now they're on a
Zay Flowers looks good. Odell, I've heard good things. Lamar comeback season, healthy JK Dobbins, and they lost a preseason game. So maybe now they're gonna go on an absolute run.
Yep. Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
We'll see.
The Ravens look fun. Ravens look really fun. The Commanders The Commanders are one of those weird teams where, like, I want them to do well, but they just they don't have a quarterback.
And maybe Sam Howell has potential. Like,
I think he has potential, and he's not Taylor Heinicke.
There you go.
Maybe he is Taylor Heinicke. Maybe he's younger. I don't know. Like, I don't know. But, like, that's the Commanders are like one of those teams who there's something there. There is something there. I just don't know what it is. And also, my hot take with them is that they need to go back and be a good football team. None of this Commanders bullshit.
Oh, I think the Washington football team is a great name.
I think they should just go to the Skins, the Washington Skins. Hot take.
Skins.
Yeah, you know, kind of go back to the roots, but there's like a petition right now. 100,000 people have like signed a petition to put the name back, or at least go back to its roots. Like, a lot of indigenous people have come out and said, like, why was this ever a thing?
That's the thing that I was saying. Like, a lot of like the names, like Redskins, Blackhawks, like names like that, I was on a different side of reports where I heard like they didn't really care about the name, and it was more so like cancel culture getting ahead of it and overpowering the reports and being against it. Whereas, like, if you just kind of make some adjustments on how you kind of market the name, that's all we kind of care about. It's not the name itself. Like, I heard more of those when they changed it, and I think they kind of just got ahead of it too early or something like that, or they kind of jumped the gun a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's kind of like what I was hearing.
I like Washington football team just because it's unique, and, you know, outside of like whatever the dumb MLS teams are doing. I like Washington football team because it's unique and it's different, and like they don't need to change the color scheme. Like, the color scheme can all stay the same, but like, I don't know. We'll see. Maybe Josh Harris will do something different now that he owns the team and it's not Snyder anymore, but we'll see.
No, I loved football team though. It was great.
Yeah, it was a classic name. Like, everyone hated it at the start, but as soon as it was a thing, everyone was like, ah, it's kind of catchy. They're the only one that is like that. It's kind of unique.
Yeah.
But now to go along with it, after Baker Mayfield is now the starting quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We don't have to stay on this one too long, boys. I don't think it really matters. I don't know why you wouldn't put in Trask. I don't think Tampa is in a position to do anything, and they know that. They've taken seats out of the stadium. Like,
I think the fear with Trask is that he is like Christian Hackenberg. And that's a deep cut reference for those of just like, dude never played. Like, I just wonder if people, like, if they wonder if he's like good enough to put on a football, like a genuine pro football field.
Why not test it? You know, like, are you, if you're actually serious about winning games, then Baker Mayfield's the way to go. But if your ownership is taking away seats, I think
they're like, they still have Evans, they still have Godwin, and I think they're still going to just like not fully rein it in, see how it goes the first few games. Trade Baker for a piece of gum and then just start Trask.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I'm just like, because, like, let's be honest, the NFC South isn't the strongest division in the world. So I think that just based on morals of them, they're like, we're going to make it one last effort to maybe like compete for a spot, maybe win a game, give our fans one last thing to cheer about, and then tank after. And if it doesn't go too well by week 5, then we'll put Trask in and kind of just rein it in, get a good pick. That's my theory.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean we'll all know pretty on if this Baker Mayfield thing is gonna work.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't think it's gonna be anything special, so
I don't think it needs to be either. I think it can just be like, just play to his strengths. We know what his strengths and weaknesses are. Play to that.
No, exactly.
No strengths. Jonathan Taylor has officially been given permission to seek a trade after only just a couple of weeks being said that no, we're not going to trade Jonathan Taylor. Jim Irsay, also the whale that he wanted to transport died in captivity. If I was an Indianapolis Colts fan, I would hate my life right now. Absolutely, I would hate my life right now. My owner is a senile old man who won't pay one of the most amazingly offensive players in the league, and instead wanted to move a fucking old ass whale that was on the brink of death, apparently.
Yeah.
Life is not looking good as a Colts fan, other than Anthony Richardson right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of understand, we kind of had this whole conversation, in regards to, Saquon and stuff like that. So I don't want to, beat an old drum, but I heard Miami's in on JT. Yep. I think there's a few teams that could fit what they're looking for.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I do see if he goes to Miami, then the AFC East is just getting more and more stacked.
It'd be crazy.
Yeah, it's getting kind of ludicrous.
Everyone who drafted a Shane might be shitting their pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, as Mostert.
Yeah, but
I was gonna say, I know there's a whole formality and a whole process, but isn't that kind of your job as the Colts? Isn't that your job to look for the trade?
Jonathan Taylor?
No, if you're the Colts. If you're Chris Ballard. If you're Chris Ballard, Colts team,
your agent is the one that seeks trades. And then the Colts will review it. Because he's a rookie, so he has a
He still has a no trade clause or something.
No, there's no trade clause. So he can go out and be like, "Hey, who want me?" Yeah. And then if he sees a destination, then he'll come to the Colts and be like, "Hey, my client wants to go here." And they want a first round pick, and I've heard no one in the league is willing to give a first round pick for running back, which is proper. Maybe just a second, or two thirds, I would just take that, especially if, you're not willing to pay him.
It's also when you're a player who clearly doesn't want to be there and you come out and say, "Yeah, we're not going to trade him." It's why?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why are you not shipping off a guy that doesn't want to be on your team anymore? I would be the next day after you request a trade, be like, "Okay, let's get this thing. Let's get cooking here. Yeah.
Yeah. If we want to put Deion Jackson or whoever at the number one spot, we got to do it.
Let's make both our lives easier here. It's
exactly.
Give me a depth wide receiver and a 2 second round picks, and Taylor's yours. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's not like his value is getting higher.
Nope. Yeah. No, we're not trading you. Why? We both you're not paying me and I don't want to be here. So it's what are you going to do? Pay me? And or we're just going to be a stalemate and then my value's shot out the window. It's I'll just get rid of my guy right away.
Yeah.
That sounds like hell being forced to be in Indiana when you don't want to.
Yeah.
Now, I was originally going to do this last story, but I didn't find it interesting enough. And once I heard that Big E was coming on, I felt it was only right to just say how weird of a situation it is when Jimmy Graham gets arrested.
Yeah.
Obviously, reading information, did he run from the cops or did he just lightly jog from the cop or from the security? I don't know. I watched the video. You could see that he's all fucked up on everything. It was a controlled substance that the NFL approved, and it was because he had a seizure. That's what they say.
My hunch says he just should not play this year.
He was conscientious on Friday, and he was talking to reporters after practice, and it was only a couple hours. So I have to imagine that it actually was something that he was taking, because apparently he's an epileptic. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's
maybe he is fine then.
That's what I was thinking.
From what I've seen, it seemed like he actually needed like medical attention more than the fucking cops. Like that's what it seemed like. The wrong people showed up to help them.
He was placed under arrest, and then after being detained, it was like, oh, this guy needs medical attention. He had had a whole Walter White situation go down.
Yeah, and it's just like, okay,
am the danger.
Yeah, that's where it's just like, okay. But medical attention, not the cops. But, you know.
Did you guys watch the video?
I did not see the video.
Well, on the video, like, when you're watching it, you see a relatively, like, big, or, like, yeah, you see a relatively big person. And you're like, oh, that must be him. And then it pans over again, and then you just see a fucking monster.
Giraffe. Running.
Oh, my God. And it's like, holy shit, he's that tall? it looks so normal when he's beside other NFL players, but when he's just like all alone, you're like, this guy is fucking freak, man.
Yeah, that's like every athlete ever. It's just like, bigger.
Well, I was going to say, and then it's like, I'm Jimmy Graham. And like, you can't really argue it because he's like 6'6 or 6'7 or whatever. No one else is that fucking tall. It's just like, okay. No, that there is something about like athletes and like football player, like tight ends, and compared to like normal people in the real world. Like the comparison I have for this Seahawks related, it's a big surprise, is like everybody talks about how big like DK is, and like DK is a big boy, don't get me wrong, right? But then he looks small compared to Noah Fant, and it's just like, holy shit. There are some big men on this team.
Absolutely.
Good Lord.
No, absolutely.
I was trying to find the video of it. Couldn't find it.
It's on TMZ.
Oh, yeah, I guess I just didn't want to press the article.
Yeah, well, that's fair. But like, yeah, I'm watching the video now. And just like seeing him just jog, and one of the funniest quotes I saw as well was a woman called in the security and basically just said, there's a giant just lurking in the bushes. I don't know if that was real or not, but as soon as I saw that, I kind of fucking laughed, and I'm like, that would be funny. But apparently he just was in the bushes, just off his ass. So,
I suppose so.
But that is all my NFL information.
That is all?
That is all.
Well, all right. We'll get to the... Do we even have time? We can crush out a quick draft, hey, Hid?
I definitely would say that. Here, let me...
I already have it open.
Okay. Like the draft room or the mock draft? I see you in the draft room.
What are you talking about?
Are we doing a mock draft?
Sorry. Yeah, mock draft.
Yeah. Here. I can invite you guys. Or have you already started? Because I saw you in like the draft room.
Hey, you just do it.
Okay, I got it.
My NFL news is that I bought NFL Plus for this season.
Ah.
Okay.
And like, there is so... I have full game replays going back to 2009 at my disposal, including some with the All 22 film. There is so much information. Like, I didn't know what I was expecting by buying the NFL, by buying NFL Plus, but then it's like, holy shit, there is so much on here. I am reliving some of my Seahawks PTSD that I totally just buried. And not just the the Super Bowl, some actual like, holy shit, I forgot about this game, or I forgot about this game. Really good stuff. Really fun.
Aiden, do you have it on your laptop?
What?
The draft?
Yeah, I have my computer.
Do you want to share your screen?
And... oh, we can definitely do that.
Ian, do you join the draft?
Where's the... I'm getting there. Here I am. There it is. There's my Hayden Barton chat.
You got the last pick, right, Ian?
Yes. Order? Yes.
12.
Everybody loves that spot, right? That's a great spot. Everybody loves that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. All right. I'm in.
Same here.
Oh.
I think I'm in.
Hold on.
Unless I'm crazy, I don't see you.
Yeah, you're right. Now I'm in. Yeah, I'm in now. I see you. I don't see Ian though.
Yeah, I don't see Ian.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This is going so well.
This is going great, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Blah 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 blah. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree with all of that.
Come on, Ian. Do you need another invite?
Yeah, I'll get one more invite because I don't know why.
Okay, there you go.
Go to draft, and then why am I not getting? Where am I able to accept it?
Are you on your phone?
No, I'm on my laptop.
I would do it on your phone. For some reason, laptops are way weirder for mock drafts. Yeah, computers in general are way... But if you join on your phone, then you can open it on your computer. It's really fucking weird, and that's what I'm doing right now.
I was going to say, I didn't want to be a fucking boomer.
Yeah.
But, era. You know.
Era? Ah, hey. There we go.
Hey, there you go. All right,
bang, starting.
Share your screen.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you're right.
Ian finally figured out, guys. Ian knows technology. Yeah. I'm the guy with glasses. I know technology. Don't worry.
Like a glove. You've
disabled screen sharing, by the way.
You're disabled.
Yeah, you are disabled. You fuck. All right. So, Jevin on the...
One.
What is he doing?
Wow.
I think if he goes Mahomes, it's a reach.
Patty Mahomes.
Oh, and he did.
Yeah.
Oh, now this is what I love to see right here. I got Christian McCaffrey, but I don't want Christian McCaffrey. I'm gonna go Travis Kelce. Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Damn, he definitely would have fell to me for sure.
All right. All right, I'm on the clock now.
So this is a super flex league.
That's why all the quarterbacks are going early.
0.2 for a passing first down as well. And a pass per first down. Or point per first down. So running backs and receivers get a point for every first down they get. So we added the 0.2 for quarterbacks, the passing for first down, because running quarterbacks were just so overpowered. So regular quarterbacks now have a little bit of value now.
I got two picks here. I'm gonna make two picks here.
Christian McCaffrey and Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's really good. Got Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp. So far we got Patty Mahomes, myself, and then it goes Josh Allen, Justin Jefferson, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert. Hayden goes Travis Kelce, and then Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Bijan Robinson. And then Ian at the turn goes Christian McCaffrey, Ja'Marr Chase, and then goes Tyreek Hill, Cooper Kupp, AJ Brown. Hayden goes Austin Eckler, great pick there. And then Saquon, CeeDee, Stephon, Nick Chubb, Devontae Adams, Deshaun Watson. Now.
Yo, team two already looking stacked with quarterback play.
Guy who we were just talking about, Jonathan Taylor.
Drops right to you.
Yeah, but I'm also scared about what his season could go look like.
Yeah.
Like what is his season gonna look like? I have no idea. A part of me wants to go a safer play and maybe go a little Derrick Henry action, because every time you say he's gonna slow down,
He speeds right up.
I'm not gonna believe it till I see it.
You know, this might be the year Mahomes falls off. Like, I might draft another quarterback just to be safe. Like,
I'm gonna go Garrett Wilson. Him and A-Rod are gonna go crazy. And then I believe I am going to do Derrick Henry.
Oh, leaving Amon-Ra St. Brown for team two.
Yeah, I know, but I want a running back.
So after that, for Derrick Henry, for Jeff, sorry, Jeff. Amon-Ra goes, Tua goes, Taylor, Andrews, Jacobs, and Prescott go. Now, continue on with why you wanted Garrett Wilson. Or Derrick Henry, sorry.
I just, like, I'm not going to fade him until I see him have a down year. And I just haven't seen him have, like, a really bad year yet. So I'm just going to keep riding him.
Oh, yeah. Ride him hard, baby.
Yep.
Wow. What a shocking pick, Caden. Wow. I am so, so stunned.
Chris Olave, and then...
Hey, Ian, shut the fuck up, okay?
And then Tony Pollard. Dirty Kirk, Ramondre Stevenson. Now Ian is at the turn.
Again, so many quarterbacks for me to take here.
Yeah.
Well, I am going to...
Ian, okay. I do want to say we do not have all day.
I'll take one player and then I'll take another player.
Oh, huge. Oh, what a surprising pick, Ian.
Jalen Waddle and Geno Smith.
So Waddle, I picked Waddle because I do want a little piece of that Miami offense on my fantasy team. I need a quarterback and I wasn't gonna take A-Rod or Daniel Jones. I think Geno is the safe. There's some bias, but like I think Geno is like the safer play just because I don't trust Daniel Jones and I don't know how this Rodgers thing in New York is going to go. So yeah. I'm going to take the safe play with Geno.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm really happy with how what landed to me here. I'm going to take my second wide receiver, Calvin Ridley.
Beautiful.
And then I'm going to go a beast of a prospect and go Anthony Richardson as my second quarterback.
Wow. Great. Leaving Aaron Jones, your boy, on the board, Jeff.
He's not my boy anymore, dude. He's on Donaldson.
That's fair.
I traded that lad. Damn, team six, three running backs back to back to back.
Dude, sometimes it just happens that way, you know?
Basically four running backs because he has Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, speaking of running back, I'm going to go Danny Dimes.
Danny Dimes.
Oh, the value with Danny Dimes is through the roof, okay?
Don't let him run over the 40-yard line. He might trip.
I don't want to hear anything about it, Ian. Okay?
All right. Well, I guess I jumped the gun a little bit by taking a quarterback, but I'll take another one in Jay Goff, who's related to a friend of the pod, Brando Goff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Cousins. Cousins, that's right. Cousins, friend of the show, Brandon Goff. And then I am going to...
I knew it. Why did I know that you were going to take
Drake London? Solid.
We got London on the track.
That's a good one.
We got London on the track.
All right.
That's gonna be if I actually get Drake London, I think I'll name my team that. We got London on the track.
Ian, I'm gonna go quarterback on back to back picks. Get the stack with Mr. Olave.
Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Flop.
Where's my car, man?
Yeah.
Dude, team two has zero running backs right now.
It's bold strat, Cotton.
He's see if it pays off. RB strat. I love it.
Team 11 doesn't have any quarterbacks. Like, those, they're just...
Oh, boy. And the next quarterback is Bryce Young.
Oof. All right. I'm in an interesting position here. J.K. Dobbins is very interesting. It's, his health is kind of scary to me.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he had a decent start and a decent finish, but past few years, he hasn't been able to be healthy. But you know what? I'm going to rock and roll.
He's
going to
do it. Dude, that's great.
He's
going to
do it.
Great value.
J.K. Dobbins in the sixth round. And then I'm going to continue the RB train and take Cam Akers. And kind of beef up that running back room.
I think Akers is even more of a wild card, personally.
They're both wild cards, for sure. Yeah.
I would say Akers is, just because the Rams themselves are like huge wild cards.
Team like, five absolutely snaked me.
But like Stetson Bennett, baby, he's just going to lead the team down into the red zone, and Cam Akers is going to take it in for touchdowns, break the record.
Stetson Bennett is going to lead you to the car of your choice at Stetson Bennett Kia of LA. That's what he's going to be fucking doing when he's not playing football.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oh, damn. Then I got to... they're the Seahawk I wanted there. I'll just...
JSN.
Jackson Smith. Oh, come on. There's another Seahawk right on the board for you.
I will take that Seahawk. You don't eat, you know, you don't.
Twist my arm.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'm going to take a running back.
Isaiah Pacheco.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Team 10 just snaked me. Dude, I've been snaked back to back fucking times.
Javonte.
Fucking people, man. I'm pissed off now.
Team 11, first quarterback off the board with Bryce Young. Love it.
Oof. All right, I'm going to go with someone who has had 1,000 yards every year of his
life. Piece of shit.
Yeah, he's not making it. I would never take Marquise Brown in my life.
He wouldn't have made it.
No, he would not. He would not have. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Jeb has the opportunity to do the funniest thing here and take Kyler Murray.
Why would that be hilarious, Ian?
So you have three quarterbacks?
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, I have a plan later. I'm going to go with one of the more athletic receivers.
George Pickens.
Just a human highlight reel and go George Pickens. Hey, and then
surely you get his Steeler counterpart, right?
I'm going to, but it's might be the one you're thinking of. Maybe
Pat
not.
Freiermuth.
Pat Freiermuth.
Yeah, I knew it.
Need that.
Why would you
end.
Ever go Deontay Johnson, Jeff?
I just don't really trust him.
I like Deontay Johnson, but I also like this man for the Bears. Very high.
Chase Claypool.
Let me preface, not a receiver. Really, really love Khalil Herbert.
Quinn Johnston going right after you, too. I think I'm excited to see what he does this year.
I am, too. Also, guys, T-minus 10 minutes. T-minus 10 minutes.
All right. I will move along here quickly.
Zach Charbonnet.
I'll take a couple running backs here.
I love how it's just perfect for you, Ian. It's just perfect.
Just keeping it moving here for you guys. I don't need a tight end. We're just going to keep the draft moving here.
Oh, man. All right. I am
Brock Purdy still on the board.
And he'll still stay on the board.
Aiden, I'm going to go with your boy, the interview specialist.
Jamal Williams. Love it.
And then I'm going to take another receiver here.
Jeff, I love your running back room right now, my guy.
It's great, right? Maybe I'm going to go running back again. I'll take Perrine out of Denver.
Samaje Perine. Jameson Williams still being drafted. Kind of interesting. All right. I am going to go not running back because my running backs are now stacked. I'm going to go Mr. Vibes.
Straight Vibes.
OBJ.
OBJizzle. Yart.
Ian now on the board. Draft.
All right.
It's all your right. boy.
I will double up on Lions offensive players, which is always the key
Sam
to a
LaPorta.
Fantasy. Which is always the key to a fantasy football draft is doubling up on Lions players.
Yes,
of course. What are you taking?
And then who else do I want to go with here? How many? Oh, we still got a few more picks after this. Yeah.
8 minutes.
I'm going to go with another guy. Again, I'm going to double up in this. And
tight end.
I'm going to go with another Falcon.
I like that.
Another dirty bird.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. No, I'm kidding. Decent pick. All right. Jacoby Myers. Who else is there? Oh, yeah, that's right. Devontae Adams. Fuck Jacoby Myers. Give me Thielen you up, baby.
Mm.
Yeah,
tasty.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep this short and sweet. I'm going to go the rookie out of KC. I'm going to go
Rashee Rice.
And then I'm also feeling I'm going to go Tyler Boyd out of Cincinnati.
Wow. Is he going to make it to me? No! Team 5. That's twice.
Zeke.
Fuck. Okay.
I like my running back room, so I'm going to
That's fair.
Patient with another RB.
All right, I think I can do one more round before he gets to me. I'm going to go rookie, who's been pretty good, Jalen Hyatt.
Nice stack there.
Yeah.
I am going to go another tight end, one of my favorite tight ends.
Rookie tight end season for Big E.
Yeah. I don't like his quarterback, but I
might have to take him.
But I think he'll do all right. And then I'm going to go another interesting pick with Nico Collins.
I like
another
Nico guy.
I like the team, too. I think the team actually can be better than we all think.
Yeah,
I agree. Ed, who did you go?
Juwan Johnson got that stack.
Nice. Yeah. Noise. I'm kind of feeling the first team all name team in
Tank Bigsby. Oh,
Shahid.
Fuck, man. He never makes it back to me.
And then I'm going to kind of bet on that he maybe signs who goes back to Indy after JT gets traded.
We're recording right now.
I'm going to go Kareem Hunt.
You can say hi.
I'm so sorry.
Hi, Shaden.
Girlfriend entering the podcast. Been a while since she's been on. I'm gonna go best defense.
Yeah, I was wondering when we were all gonna.
That's not the Houston Texans. All right, two rounds left.
Yeah, I'll go
T-minus 6 minutes.
T-minus 6 minutes. Yeah,
49.
It's always great when you get like 49ers defense and then like load up on Seahawks players too. That's always a good recipe for success.
Yeah.
Oh, Ian. Oh, that's fucking hilarious. Why didn't you go Buffalo, man?
Because going with the actual best.
Yeah, another pick.
And then I got another pick. I will go.
Yeah,
with...
take your time there, bud.
Sorry. I'll go with. Jesus. I don't like any of these guys. Jaden Reed.
Good pick. All right. And just in case, I guess, Marvin Mims keeps coming back to me. Every draft I do, I'll always get him.
So my boy made it back to me. I'm going to, get that safety net at quarterback and get Brock Purdy, my boy.
Oh, fuck. I thought you were going back, Joe.
My boy. And then... as much as this is like I'm on the same boat as Ian here, it's conflict of interest here, but I'm going to go Bills defense.
Yeah. And then coming up to me, I'm also going to go quarterback. Steel. Give me Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
The Saints defense going. That's absolutely electrifying. Love that.
Did he get... I wanted to end this on a meme, but I can't. Did Taysom Hill already get taken?
Oh, way, way before, buddy. Team five, okay, man. Team five. He's the snake god.
Oh, fuck them. All right. Well, then I'm going to go with another fun meme pick to end the draft.
Hunter Renfrow. That's a good one.
All right. Team Jevin, Patrick Mahomes, Derrick Henry, J.K. Dobbins, Garrett Wilson, Calvin Ridley, Pat Freiermuth, Cam Akers, Anthony Richardson, and Bills defense with George Pickens, Jamal Williams, Samaje Perine, Rashee Rice, Tyler Boyd, Rashid Shaheed, Kareem Hunt, and Brock Purdy on the bench.
Team Haybart 13, give me Danny Dimes, Austin Eckler, Dalvin Cook, Chris Olave, T. Higgins, Travis Kelce, Mismatch God, Mike Evans, Derek Carr, Philadelphia Eagles, and on the bench, we rock in Khalil Herbert, Rashad Penny, OBJ, Adam Thielen, Jalen Hyatt, rookie, Juwan Johnson, Marvin Mims, and Kenny motherfucking Pickett.
Big E, we got Christian McCaffrey, Jamar Chase, Jalen Waddle, Geno Smith, Jared Goff, Drake London on the track, Tyler Lockett, Isaiah Pacheco, AJ Dillon, Zach Charbonnet, Sam Laporta, Tyler Algier, Michael Mayer, Nico Collins, the San Fran defense, Jaden Reed, old man Hunter Renfrow.
Love it.
All right. We got to quickly sign off.
Thank you for listening. Follow us everywhere. Peace out. Big E, thanks again, buddy.